Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he
gets right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Can you smell the grass? Can you hear the sounds of pads popping? It is right around the corner. Yes, training camp is upon us. 2011 version of training camp for the Cleveland Browns is here. Players reporting to the facility right here in Berea. They're going to be in a meeting in about an hour from now with team president Mike Holmgren, with head coach Pat Shurmur. All the players will gather and they will hear from the team president, from the head coach. The tone will be set for what is ahead for the 2011 season tonight. The messages will be delivered. And these are really kind of monumental times when you think about it. A new head coach taking over a team, and for the first time, they get to hear from him. They get to hear his agenda. They get to hear what it is he plans to do as far as not just the training camp plan, the practice plan, but the vision. What's ahead for the day-to-day? What's ahead for the season? And what's this guy all about? He's a first-year head coach. Okay, he comes here with a lot of experience as an assistant coach. But tonight, he will address his team, his first football team, as a head coach in the National Football League. And it'll be great for the players to also hear from Mike Holmgren, the team president, who will also state his agenda and give these players a sense and a vision of what's coming up. Year two of the Holmgren regime begins tonight in Berea. And then tomorrow, they do hit the field. This is a workout that's not open to the public, but the players will be practicing in Berea tomorrow. There is a practice. They'll get themselves oriented and get themselves going. And then Sunday, it is open to the public. The fans get to see their first look at the 2011 Cleveland Browns. I know I'm looking forward to it. Bernie Kosar is going to be there. So many others are going to be there to check this team out and just get a feel. What's Colt McCoy all about? What kind of shape do these guys look like they're in after an offseason, very unusual offseason, where we just didn't get to see them? They were not here. They were working out on their own. We tell you all the time, it's an interactive show. We want your questions. And our Ask Vic feature on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is reachable by logging on to the Browns official Facebook page at facebook.com/Cleveland Browns. You post your questions there. And in fact, we're going to take a question from there. The Jester Who's from Facebook. Do you think the Browns should get a big name free agent? I think Darren Sharper would be a good accent to TJ Ward at safety, and he is a good cover safety. Your thoughts? Well, you say big name free agent, Jester, and that to me is a sticking point. Big name doesn't necessarily mean big production, okay? It doesn't translate necessarily to that. You don't get a name for the sake of getting a name. You get a player you firmly believe is capable of upgrading your team at a specific spot and that he's the right fit in every possible way, including your salary cap, not just this year, but beyond. We also do trivia on this show. We test your Browns knowledge each day. This week, we're giving away a $20 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube, valid at the Valley View and Sheffield locations. So on each show, we post a Cleveland Browns Daily trivia question, and you get the winner and or get the your chance to win it by logging on to clevelandbrowns.com on our Facebook page. And again, check that out. And here's the question for tonight. What three Hall of Fame backs did Gene Hickerson, the Hall of Fame lineman for the Browns, block for in his time in Cleveland? Okay? What three Hall of Fame backs did Gene Hickerson block for? We'll give you the answer to that in our final segment. And also remember, visit my blog at clevelandbrowns.com. It's under Carucci's Corner. Talk all about the show, all about the guests, all about what they said. And in fact, we're going to get this thing kicked off in style. Gil Haskell, senior advisor to Mike Holmgren, will be our first guest, and that's coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's the final days of Liberty's summer sales event. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All makes and models, certified pre-owned, and more. Visit our website and learn about Liberty's equity review event going on now. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Yo, Percy, what's up, my elf?
Had a fine day at the North Pole. Just watching Santa and the missus pack up the sleigh.
Oh, word. Where's the big man off to?
He's taking the rest of the summer in the Caribbean.
He could use a little vacay. Good for him. Percy, did I just see Santa put a 12-pack of Pepsi up in that sleigh?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he drink Coke?
Technically, that's just his December gig. When Santa's on vacation, he drinks Pepsi.
Oh, snap!
Floyd, you keep the Pepsi hidden in your purse?
Purse? This is not a purse. It's a refrigerated satchel. And if Santa's drinking Pepsi, I'm getting my Pepsi on, too. You want one?
No!
Yo, ice cold Pepsi on a day like this is delicious.
Yes, I want a Pepsi. I said no because I just saw Claus pack a thong into the sleigh.
That's a picture that don't need painting. Let's drown that brown, son.
This is how we do it.
Summertime is Pepsi time.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a... What are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
Can the Works Fuel Saver package save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, it does. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Save money on gas with the Works Fuel Saver package. Just $24.95 or less after $15 rebate.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you right now for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/11. Claim based on EPA averages.
The Lake Erie Crushers return home this week for exciting Frontier League Baseball. Friday is Lucky Fan Nights, brought to you by Republic Services. And Saturday's Stomper Bobblehead Giveaway, courtesy of Concrete and More. For tickets, visit LakeErieCrushers.com.
There's actually dealers advertising one sticker price, and when you get there, you pay that one and another sticker price, too. Paying two sticker prices? Stop the insanity! Wake up to a whole new way of car shopping at Valley Mitsubishi in Medina. The better deal is the real deal.
And now through Sunday at 3.
We're proving it during the Mitsubishi Own Every Road sales event.
Now through Sunday, get a 2011 Outlander Sport ES. 31 miles per gallon for $17,995.
Better deal!
That's right. One rock bottom price.
Novel idea, huh?
The Mitsubishi Own Every Road sales event at Valley features deals like this on every vehicle on the lot.
Not just one or two like the other guys.
We're so confident you'll find the better deal here that we'll beat any other dealer's legitimate offer.
Seriously, just bring it on.
Now through Sunday at 3, get a no-obligation fast appraisal. Get rid of your gas guzzler at top dollar and get the real better deal. And here's our gimmick. Stop in to see what we're about and you'll get a certificate for two giant burgers from Inferno Gourmet Burger Bar.
The Mitsubishi Own Every Road sales event.
Now through Sunday at 3 at Valley Mitsubishi on Route 18 off I-71 in Medina.
24/7 at valleymitsu.com.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. 1-800-HURT-NOW. Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, a reminder to Browns fans, the Browns are hosting Family Day presented by Smuckers at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Saturday, August 6th at 2 p.m. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. Well, Gil Haskell, 28 years in the National Football League, is the senior advisor to team president Mike Holmgren. Gil, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. This is great.
Well, it's great to have you aboard with us. And, Gil, you're a wealth of not only knowledge about what this current team's about, but your long history in the league. I know there's a lot of stories that you can talk about, especially as we get closer to camp. Training camp stories are always kind of fun, and we'll get into some of those as well. But I'd like to start with you as far as getting this team ready for camp itself opening this weekend. Is there a process of, I know there's fundamental stuff, paperwork, physicals, all those things that happen, but how do you get players ready to flick the switch of getting on the field and practicing and getting ready for the physical activity of practice when, especially this offseason, they haven't done really any of that in a very organized way for months?
First of all, it's a great question. I think this, if you have coached at different levels, like I coached high school, then I coached college, then I coached pro, you've had situations like this in high school, not necessarily in college. Hell, college, you have the spring practice. But you're starting from scratch. And the hardest thing is not to put too much in. You can't give the offense too many plays. You got a young quarterback. You got a veteran quarterback behind him who knows the offense very well. And then on defense, it's a whole new system. So you got to say, what do I need for the first preseason game? What's Colt going to call? What am I going to have Colt call in the first preseason game? I got to practice those plays. I can't say I'm practicing for the first league game because I got to build up to that.
Right.
And then I can't say, well, I got to know what I'm doing for the eighth league game. That's way too much. We're starting from scratch here. We're starting with the vocabulary. We're starting with plays. So you almost go backwards. You take the game plan for Green Bay Packers and you say, okay, we need this for regular. We need this for base. We need red zone. We need short yardage. We need goal line. Now you got to practice those plays now and have them ready for 2 weeks and be able to do it correctly.
And, you know, it's interesting. We talked a year ago about this time, about heading into or early on in training camp with the Browns. And I was asking you about managing a situation where Mike Holmgren had come in and you had come in for your first year and Eric Mangini was still here as a coach and two very different ways of thinking. Eric had come from the school of Bill Parcells and you and Mike Holmgren from the school basically of Bill Walsh.
Correct.
So two different things. And obviously the intention and the way you execute it was you let Eric, it was Eric's team coaching it, so he did it his way.
That's right.
You're instituting with Pat Shurmur something that is very much your way, the way you guys know it, so you're making a conversion for a lot of these players who are used to the Mangini way.
No question. However, I just got finished reading tomorrow's practice and the next day, the scripts of those practices. I know every play, I know every formation, every motion. Now that doesn't mean the players know it, but I do know this. When I went to Green Bay in 92, I'd left the Rams and we were a different offense. We were Ernie's MPs. We were not Ernie. We were Fouts' offense from the Chargers. Okay. Ernie brought it to the Rams and we ran it. North took it to San Diego, all those places.
North Turner, yep.
Now we're playing Bill Walsh's offense. We go to Green Bay. We put it in. And after the third day, I went to Mike and I said, Mike, it's too much. I got Edgar Bennett. I got Dexter. These guys, and it's hard. He says, Gil, it works. I said, okay. About 3 days later, I come out. I said, Michael, this is hard. We got so many plays going in, so many plays. He says, this will work. Okay. Fast forward. Now I go to Carolina in 98. I'm the coordinator, and I have all new coaches, a whole new team. And the first thing I told them was that story. I said, you got to trust me. You got to trust me that this will work. I know what I'm doing, and we'll get it to go. And it did. The first year, we were so-so, but the second year, we had a fabulous year offensively at Carolina. Now, coming back, Pat Shurmur, who was with Andy, and Andy was with us and has the same offense, Pat knows the offense very well. He coached the quarterback, which is huge, because whenever Mike Holmgren looked at anything, a play on TV, and he's watching the quarterback. He's watching Manning. Too many signals. He's got too many signals going. I don't understand this. Joe never did that. Joe just took the ball and threw touchdowns. Good. Now, we got to do it the same way, okay? And we have a lot, but we got to look at it and say, what does Colt understand? How much can he do? And we build on that and we go from there. Early, we might give him a little bit more, and if it doesn't work, we pull back from it.
And to gauge that understanding, it's got to be more than sitting him down, which is happening, of course. I know Pat Shurmur spent a lot of time with him, just as Mike did with Joe Montana and in San Francisco, Brett Favre and Green Bay. But sitting down and talking with him is still different than when he's out there on the field, and
that's when
you can really tell what he's absorbed.
No question. I mean, it'll be fun for me to go out there tomorrow, watch him just take the snap from center before practice. 3-step, 5-step, 7-step drop. Just see how much he's improved doing that. Then we get out there, and right away we get an individual period, and there's some routes that are the backs run that we do there. There'll be ball handling, and all of a sudden the whole thing just starts building from scratch like you're a freshman on a freshman high school team. Yeah. I mean, you know, good high school teams, the freshman runs the same in the varsity, JV same in the varsity. By the time they get there, they know all the plays, they know the whole thing.
Right.
Well, we're starting like that. That's really how we're starting. But we got a very smart man, and we got a guy that, that athletically is very good. So we're going in the right direction.
Seneca Wallace was aboard with us yesterday, and we just briefly talking about his understanding of the West Coast offense. 7 years that he spent in Seattle,
yeah.
He sees himself as someone who certainly could be an asset not only to Colt, of course, but to others on the offense who don't know that scheme as well as he
right.
does. How important is it with Seneca Wallace and others who on this team who have that understanding to help spread the word that you and others from a coaching standpoint are trying to do?
Here's, you know, where it really comes in. It's reinforcement that it's right. In other words, when they go and they do it, they run 22Z and they run 22 Texas. They go scat Hank. They go option. And all of a sudden, it's overwhelming. The receivers are going, what route am I running? What's this route? What's this? Hey, man, okay, this one. He goes, calm down. It takes a while. You'll get it. You'll get it. That's where he really helps you. Because when the guys get together,
yeah.
they talk and they go, oh, boy, this guy's okay. This coach is doing it right. He's doing it right. Or they'll say, hey, this new rookie we got can really play. This is good. So all of a sudden, when the quarterbacks get together and they go, man, this isn't working. They know. And all of a sudden, they say, he just says, wait a minute, this is right. And then he gets in there and he operates it like it's yesterday. And that makes a big difference when they see him doing it. And I always felt when we had him at Seattle in the preseason, he'd always play three quarters. I expected to win all three games because he was so good. Now, the secret in the preseason is to get 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those linemen, they better be able to block. Because if they can't block, you have no idea who the receivers are
because
they don't get the ball. And you'll finally go, just hand it off. Let's get out of the game. You know, and that's a shame because Seneca Wallace is a really fine quarterback.
Gil Haskell, senior advisor to the president, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gil, you just brought up a great point here. It's not just we are so consumed, or at least I'm so consumed with, okay, how well does Colt McCoy, does the guy under center handle this thing? And that seems to be when we talk about offensive scheme, we just want to keep our focus there. The fact of the matter is there are 10 other guys who had better know it
right.
equally well. Is the challenge of getting this information distributed and understood to those other positions. What is your sense of how well this is kind of being absorbed, as much as you can tell me before you see these guys on the field?
Well, I can't tell you that, but, yeah. You know, I mean, we
right.
haven't done anything.
I know. You just talked to people.
But like Dick said yesterday, defensively, they have a very good staff. We have a very good staff.
Yeah.
Offensively, very good staff.
Mm-hmm.
Pat ran this offense. Mike Wilson played for the 49ers at wide receiver for 10 years, Super Bowls. He knows exactly how to run these routes. We talk about it, I start laughing, because he was there when it first started with Bill at the 49ers, before Mike was there. George Warhop was with us last year. He's a fine offensive line coach. We play Baltimore. We play Pittsburgh. He's played them before. We know what we're doing. We just go out and play. I mean, it's all fitting. It's all fitting. Now, again, like I said earlier, we can't overload them, and we can't overload the coaches, but they just go with it, and they teach their players, and the East guy will know. They'll know what they're doing. And I'm not worried about it all. And plus, Vic, you got to know this. 49ers, Super Bowl. Green Bay, Super Bowl. Philadelphia lost in the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay, same offense, Super Bowl. Mm. The system works is what I'm getting
to.
Oh, yeah. So now we're putting that same system in, and now we just have to have patience to make sure we stay with it, and we won't vary from it at all. But we just have to make the players understand it's coming, like I said earlier.
We're going to come back with more conversation with Gil Haskell on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN 850 WKNR.
Now at the Home Depot, take 10% off our guaranteed everyday low prices on all appliances of $397 or more. Together with free delivery and haul away that's really free, your total purchase amount will leave other retailers' prices hanging out to dry.
we're lowering the cost of the saving cycle with an extra 10% off appliances of $397 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey gang, the Roadman Kenny Rota here for Ganley, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile, and boy, do they have some fireworks for you this month. You can drive the same car I'm driving, the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200, lease it for as low as $99 a month with $3,500 down. If you don't want to lease the new Chrysler 200, no problem. You can buy it and choose between a $2,000 Chrysler rebate or 0% APR for up to 60 months. Ask for my man, Rick Heller, because he told me he has over 100 of these new Chrysler 200s for you to pick from. I'm loving the new Chrysler 200. It's a sweet-looking car that rides great and has all the new technology you need, and it's affordable. So head on out to Ganley, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and celebrate America's birthday by saving on quality cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans at prices you can afford. You'll get a complete car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge in Bedford. For more info, call them at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
At the Lake County Captains, we'd like to think you come to the ballpark for a great baseball game, family fun, and great food. But who are we kidding? You come for the fireworks! There are 9 Friday shows presented by Larmco Windows and Siding and 9 Saturday shows presented by Monreal Funeral Home. There are also 3 special Sunday shows as well. 22 extravaganzas in all!
So please humor us and tell us how great a time you had watching the game and eating the food with your family and friends, but we'll know it was really for the fireworks.
Tickets for all Captains home games are available online at CaptainsBaseball.com and at the Classic Park box office. Captains Baseball, all aboard the championship.
It's the final days of Liberty Ford's summer sales event. Hurry in to get special savings on Ohio's best selection of new Fords. Right now, lease the industry's safest, most fuel-efficient SUV, Ford Escape, for only $199 a month. That's right, only $199 a month. Visit our website and learn about Liberty's equity review event going on now. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August at Universal Windows Direct, we have an incredible offer. $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months. And be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one choice for quality vinyl replacement windows. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. More coming up now in our conversation with Gil Haskell. He is the senior advisor to Browns president Mike Holmgren. Gil, with the new CBA, how have you been able to, as a team, put all of your training camp plan together when the league kind of keeps making you change it over and over again?
Well, it's different. One of the best things that ever happened to me was working for John Robinson at SC and then the 9 years at the Rams. He had a great ability to adjust to what's going on. Many people can't. Many, they start throwing stuff at the wall. They're swearing out of their minds. You know, the commissioner doesn't know what he's doing. Owners don't know what they're doing. The players are getting everything they want. Slow down. We just got to make it work, okay? That's number one. The difference, the biggest difference in this than anything else I've been through is that it's new to the team we have. It's brand new to the team we have. Now, right. When I first started in 83 with the Rams, there was no off-season program. They came to you had the draft. The week after the draft, they came in and they had their mini camp for 3 days. And when they finished that, they said, uh-oh, football's only 2 months around the corner. I better get in shape. So then guys would start showing up to lift weights. Maybe for a month in there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'd play catch with maybe 10 guys. Then you went to training camp, and training camp was longer. It might have been 5 weeks. But that's where they got in shape, and then you put the whole thing in. It was a little bit slower. Well, now we play a game in 2 weeks. In those days, it might have been a scrimmage. I remember scrimmage in San Diego Chargers, scrimmage in Dallas Cowboys, then playing a game. So you had plenty of time to put it in. But as it went, you know, it was the same over and over, year after year. But this is the first time, and we couldn't do anything for these 4 months. And so that makes it difficult, you know, just like Dick said yesterday. Yeah. But everybody's having a tough time that way. The veteran teams, that might help them. Who knows?
Again, and I've said this over again in this show this week, this first week of our show, but it's going to be the recurring theme, of course, about Colt McCoy. But as recurring will be the theme of Pat Shurmur, first-time head coach in the NFL. He's been a long-time assistant, but this is the first time that he's running a show here. And I'd like your thoughts on the guy, to the extent that, you know, how do you go about establishing yourself with the style? What kind of a coach do you think he's going to be based on what you know of him in terms of personality, approach, all those things?
I think this. Number one, besides being a football coach, he's very intelligent, very very similar to Mike Holmgren. Mike wasn't sure he was going to be a coach. So he went to college. He became a business major and liked it and did it and was good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, same thing at Michigan State. Very good student, did well. Then he becomes a coach. So all of a sudden, now he can organize. He's not overwhelmed by all this stuff. Both of them have great feel with people. They have a great ability to talk to people, spend time with people, help them. They're both very positive.
Right.
You know, I mean, just think if you go 7 months and you're not a positive guy doing this, you're a whipped dog. Positive guys always look for the bright side of it and how we're going to come out of it. I think it'll be really fun tonight to watch him present himself to the team for the first time. Most of these guys haven't even met him. So now he's there for the first time tonight presenting himself.
This is the 7 o'clock team meeting.
Yes.
And
so it's the first time they all come in and sit down. And he'll present himself, and then we'll get ready for our practice tomorrow. And he'll be in charge. He'll be in charge of the practice, and he'll be vocal at practice.
How important is that first speech, though, that first connection with the team?
It's very, very important so they can see who you are. Now, what you say is really important, but it's not like a pep talk before the game starts or a halftime.
Right.
It's not that.
Yeah, it's not a Newt Rockne speech.
It's not, because this is going to take place for 7 months of coming in, talking to the team, and what he's great at, he said, if I don't have anything to say, I'm not talking to them. Perfecto. Because they know. They're tired.
Yeah.
And now you get up there and say, hey, listen now, we got to do this right. This is wrong. Good. We got that done. I think he's going to be great. That's what I think.
Outstanding. He is Gil Haskell. He is the senior advisor to the president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was
and you have a great show, by the way.
I truly.
And on the best hour, 6 o'clock to 7, driving home. Can't beat it. Positive show for the Browns.
Well, it looks like on August 25th, when the Browns play their third preseason game at Philadelphia, they're going to get a look at Nnamdi Asamoah, the free agent from the Oakland Raiders, according to multiple reports, NFL Network and ESPN among them, reporting that Nnamdi has signed a contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting a 5-year, $60 million deal that includes $25 million of guaranteed money. So much for the Jets being in the hunt for this guy. There was talk that Dallas might be in there. Houston dropped out a little earlier, according to various reports. Nnamdi Asamoah, according to NFL Network, ESPN, now a Philadelphia Eagle, and the Browns get a look at him. We are going to have a conversation next, coming up with Joshua Cribbs of the Browns. Stick around for much more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Coach Jake Fukudome will make his debut for the Indians tonight when they start a 3-game series with the Royals at Progressive Field about half hour or so from now.
Fukudome will play right field and bat sixth. Carlos Carrasco going for his ninth win of the season for the Tribe against Jeff Francis Indians, a game and a half behind the Tigers in the AL Central starting play tonight. Browns gathering together today in Berea's training camp. We'll get going here later tonight and into tomorrow. The team will hit the practice field for the first time tomorrow. Sunday, the first day that practice will be open to the public. The Plain Dealer reporting the Browns have come to terms with fourth-round draft pick Owen Marisic and fifth-rounder Buster Screen, so that means all picks are signed except first-rounder Phil Taylor. As Vic Carucci just mentioned, Adam Schefter, ESPN, NFL Network also reporting Philadelphia Eagles have won the sweepstakes to get free agent cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah. He'll get a five-year deal worth $60 million, $25 million of that guaranteed. We'll get you back to more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up, I'm Dave DiNatale.
It's the final days of Liberty's summer sales event. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%, all makes and models, certified pre-owned, and more. Visit our website and learn about Liberty's equity review event going on now. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infiniti. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infiniti service. To find your next Infiniti or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Free brake pads today through Sunday only. Here's the best brake offer in America.
Free brake pads from NTB.
Installed by NTB ASE certified technician.
Today through Sunday, brake pads cost you nothing.
They're free at NTB.
Need tires? Well, here's NTB's $200 price guarantee.
NTB guarantees to beat, not meet, but beat the tire price at any other tire store on any identical brand NTB carries.
Or NTB pays you $200.
Michelin, Goodyear, Yokohama, Pirelli, BF Goodrich, Bridgestone, and more.
You pay less, or NTB pays you $200.
And remember, free brake pads today through Sunday.
Free brake pads when installed by NTB certified ASE technicians.
Today through Sunday only.
NTB, serving the motoring public with the lowest tire prices
and the finest auto service.
Done right the first time.
NTB.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I've heard LB talking about Sunnyside Audi and decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, attention Browns fans. The 2011 Cleveland Browns single game tickets go on sale on Saturday, August 6th at 10 a.m. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. You're going to want to buy tickets to see this guy play because he is so exciting, Joshua Cribbs. Kind enough to join us here. Josh, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
How do you like our setup?
Nice setup in here. You know, it's really looking different. Like a real studio. I feel like I'm not at in Berea right now.
Yeah, exactly. That was the whole concept, is just put this thing right in the middle of the facility. You got to be, of course, very happy to be back, get this thing going. What is the feeling of players? This was such a long, hard, drawn-out process, this whole lockout. Do you just come back and switch your mind to football, or is there anything still lingering back there about the hard times of this offseason?
You know what? Everybody, it's an excited feeling that's going on. You know, it's like about time. You know, everybody has that eagerness to get back and, you know, return to football. You know, we're excited to see each other. Camaraderie is still there. You know, it's a lot of changes that's happening. You know, it's been a lot of, off-season changes. And, you know, once the lockout ended, they made a lot of transitions with players. And, you know, it's sad for some guys because, you know, to see them go and everything. And that's always hard. But we're eager to get back to football. And that's been the total morale of the team thus far.
Is there a real getting-to-know-you process going on with Pat Shurmur and some of the new coaches here on this staff? For you guys, and tell me how that process is working.
Well, it is. It's an ongoing process. You know, we got our initial introductions out the way, everyone, and we have meetings later on, and it's just getting to actually practice a couple times and see their coaching styles and see how they're going to coach us and really give ourselves to our coach, and that's what it's all about. You know, giving yourself to your coach, allowing them to make the necessary changes to make us a winning football team.
What's your initial read of the tone being established by this new coaching staff, maybe compared to what you were dealing with before?
Winning ball games. I feel as though, nothing else matters, but winning ball games. And, it seems like everything they say or, every discussion that's being, made is geared towards just winning ball games. And it seemed like every time we have a discussion, they end a sentence with, because we got to win ball games, blah, 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 because we got to win ball games, and I love hearing that. So I'm talking to coaches, hey, what'd you eat for breakfast? I had toast and wheat and, we got to win ball games. So that's how the conversations has been, when we converse is strictly about winning ball games.
And obviously, I mean, previous coaching staff that you had and other people you've been around in football your whole life, it's always the objective, but it's in the presentation here. This is the theme you're saying.
Exactly.
It's a little different in that regard.
The overall theme, and they know what type of city they're coming into to coach for. I'm very sure that Holmgren expressed that to the coaches, upon, hiring them, and I'm sure Shurmur expressed that to the coaches on down the line, this is a blue collar city. They want to win. We need to win bad. And especially in light of everything that happened going on around the city, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And fans, I think they're so hungry for it. And we both know how unbelievable it would be if you deliver that kind of team.
Exactly.
Right? You want to do that.
Yes. This is a football town. It's got a lot of sports teams that are successful and that fight hard for their fans. But, when it all boils down, it's a football town. They stand strongly and firmly behind the Cleveland Browns organization. And, it's about time that we repay them with wins.
And in terms of your job and what you do in terms of returning kicks, the special teams rules are kind of setting up to make it very difficult for guys like you to do your job. Kickers being able to have that extra 5 yards to bury the ball into the end zone and get the touchback. No wedge at all, right? No, you can't even get two guys in front of you. How's this going to work for you?
It's just another obstacle. We ran a lot of returns with no wedge. We call them open field returns. And, it's going back to, backyard football. Every man for himself almost, because you're going to have one guy on each guy. You're asking a lot of guys to have a lot of man-on-man, one-on-one blocking. But it's just another obstacle to overcome. We have a great special teams coach coming from Chicago, and they had a lot of success. We had a great special teams coach last year, and fortunate enough to get another great one. So I'm sure he's going to scheme hard on this and put us in a proper situation to make plays and help win ball games.
So is the bottom line you just deal with it, or are you unhappy about it?
Oh yeah. The rule changes, I always would love to see rule changes that have stats behind them, because this stat, the stats show that this, you know, we're going to change the rule to this because of the stats, you know, and certain rule changes, you know, I just don't disagree. I just disagree with. Right. And, but it's tough. You know, I'm a football player. It's my job. I have to go out there regardless of the rules, regardless of the changes, and play football.
You're also a wide receiver.
Definitely.
And this football team, last I checked, could use some help in that area.
Yes.
How do you see your presence and your impact on that position for the Browns?
Just making plays. They're going to ask me to play wide receiver. They're going to ask me to, you know, get in the backfield, running routes. They're going to ask me to, you know, maybe be a quarterback. You know, you never know, you know, but whatever they ask me to do, I have to do it at a high level. You know, whether it's at receiver or any other position. You know, receiver is my, you know, my designated position. So I have to work hard at it and, you know, and master that craft. So whenever given the opportunity, I'm going to catch the football down the field. I'm going to get a lot of yards after the catch. And that's my overall goal for this season.
And is it fair to look at you? We look at you first and foremost as the Pro Bowl guy who returns kicks and is dynamic there. But should the expectation be greater than that in the sense that should we look at you as a guy who has the ability to get as much recognition as a wideout?
I definitely so. I want to be seen as a threat when I'm on the football field. I don't want to have to be looked at as, oh, he's a wide receiver now. You know, he's not that much of a threat. I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, I feel like, you know, you better, you know, strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it's going to be, I'm going to take you for a ride. You know, that's the image and that's what I want to put forth. You know, even to the fans looking like, oh, Cribs is on the football field. Something is about to happen.
Right.
You know, every single time, be aware that I'm out there. You know, and I want the other team to prepare for me. And, you know, I'm ready for the challenge. I'm ready to, you know, to help my football team win. You know, as a personal goal, I'm ready to help my team win.
And Colt McCoy, going into year two, a lot of expectation, a lot of pressure on him to deliver at a much higher level than he did last year. How ready do you think he is to handle it?
I think he's done a great job thus far, you know, especially over the offseason, throughout this lockout, getting the players ready, you know, working out, throwing balls. You know, we got our timing down pat. I mean, for lack of a better word, we're ready. You know, we have to install some, you know, some plays and do according to, you know, the rules and installment plans. But, you know, Cole has done a good job relaying, you know, messages back and forth. I think that the quarterback, I think that the coaches want to see this. I think that they're looking for this, you know, and he's done a great job, you know, and I believe that, you know, his college ability of being the winningest quarterback in college football history will translate in NFL in some form or fashion. It will translate. He's a leader.
Is he a different guy from the kid you saw last year?
He's a very different guy because that confidence is there, knowing that, you know, I've done it before. I was thrown in the fire. I didn't falter. You know, he stood strong. He stood his ground. Even Jake DeLone, when he was here, he said, this kid can play in the NFL.
Right.
You know, it was an uncertainty, you know, about his stature, not him not being the biggest guy. Oh, I'm not sure about this kid. Even when Jake seen him in his first game, this kid can play in the league. That's the exact words verbatim which came out of his mouth. This kid can play in this league. And I second.
Great stuff, Josh. I truly appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me anytime.
Outstanding.
Anytime.
All right, we go from a return man receiver to one of the big guys, one of the biggest guys. He's a Pro Bowl offensive tackle, Joe Thomas. Joe, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Vic.
So I've been asking everybody who comes up here, you know, how they like the studio because this is a little something different for Berea.
Yeah, exactly. This is beautiful up here. You got a nice little spot up here.
Well, and the whole point is to encourage you and other guys to come up often to hang out and talk a little football. Joe, as far as getting ready for this most unusual of training camp following this most unusual of off seasons, what has it been like from your perspective?
Well, it's been very interesting, and I'm sure this training camp, like you mentioned, is going to be really, really quite different than anything I've ever experienced. Not only thrown in a new coaching staff, new offense, new defense, but on top of it, we haven't done anything in 6 months.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of making up to do, that's for sure.
And different is a good way to put it, but you don't know if it's different, necessarily different bad. It could be different good.
Yeah. You never know how it's going to go, but I know we got a lot of information to learn here in a short period of time. So we got to put our nose to the grindstone and get moving.
And you talk about these off-season workouts. I mean, that's a, you use that term loose. I use the term loosely because what I saw for the most part are quarterbacks throwing the receivers. I didn't see big linemen like you hitting each other.
No.
And not that you do that in the right. offseason, but isn't there a, I mean, you're doing something, the choreographed work. What could you accomplish as a lineman during these past several months?
Right.
That,
well,
that you didn't this offseason.
Sure. I think the biggest thing that as a lineman we lost this offseason was just learning the new playbook. Because, you know, with the new offense and some new coaches and stuff, you kind of want a chance to get to meet the coaches, get a chance to learn a new offense, new terminology, things like that. And so we kind of missed that period where a normal off season, we'd get our 14 OTAs and our mini camp and everything like that. So, I was able to work out on my own and get pass sets and things like that. But, you can never replace that lost time that you had studying the playbook in the spring.
Just how different is this Pat Shurmur offense that I'm sure you're trying to get familiar with in a short amount of time before you hit the field, then you'll go through installation, all that. But just how different is it from what you've known up to this point as a pro?
Well, it's going to be totally different terminology, but I still think football's football. Almost every team out there is running a lot of the same plays, and so it's just learning the new words for the different plays, the formations, the calls, things like that. That's going to be the kind of getting up to speed stuff. But for the most part, it's the same plays.
And it, the attitude, the tempo, if you will, the atmosphere around the building, we're past now the point of, hey, happy to be back. I know the days have gone by, but
yeah.
what's it like if you had to kind of gauge or take the temperature of this football team right now?
Well, I think a lot of guys are really excited, but definitely the tempo is going to be dialed up. And guys are going to have to hit the field running because we got a lot of stuff to do. We got a lot of things to learn here before our first preseason game. And there's not going to be a whole lot of time to rest in between now and that first regular season game.
And when you heard the details of this new collective bargaining agreement, and the thing that jumps out at a lot of people, besides that it's 10 years and all those other highlight points, no two-a-days. I mean, the practice mode is going to be very pulled back. Again, you're a guy who hits every down, every play, every snap. How different is this going to be for you, and how do you think this is going to affect things in terms of preparing?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different for me because, you know, the last two regimes that I was part of was more of a Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells. You know, we want to get guys out there full pads a couple times a day, three-hour practices. And so now moving into a West Coast, which is – almost has been for a long time, has really been the one-a-days, but now it's kind of mandated throughout the league. So it's certainly going to be different, but I think the rules that have been implemented are kind of consistent with what a lot of teams have kind of been going to over the years to kind of preserve their players, keep them fresh for the games. And then also I think the scientific research that's been coming out and talking about head injuries and injuries in general is really showing that this is the way – it should be going as far as practice schedule and practice intensity and things like that in order to kind of help prevent some of these head injuries and these repeated head smashes and head trauma and stuff like that. That is what's leading to the brain injuries down the line.
And all of that is important, and I get that. But I also get that football, your profession, is a very physical, violent thing. And I don't know how you prepare for physical, violent activity without somehow doing it to enough of a degree before you actually have to do it in a game. That part of it is the part I can't wrap my mind.
Sure.
About.
Well, yeah, like you said, they've pretty much eliminated the two-a-day practices, but the morning we're still going to be hitting, we're still going to be getting after it, and so it's not like they totally removed the physical contact or anything. It's going to be pretty much the same, right? Except instead of the afternoon where we'd normally be going out in shoulder pads, we're going to be going out in helmets and doing sort of a walkthrough type where you're doing more focus on technique and assignment than, you know, smashing heads together.
The running game is something, of course, that's a huge topic of discussion among many. I guess that huge topic of discussion can apply to a lot of different things. But getting that right, and with Peyton Hillis having the year he had last year, we got Montario Hardesty coming back healthy, and the team is just trying to build – that area up to what it needs to be to complement everything you're doing. But from a blocking standpoint, just if you could address what you see as being what is needed to get this team and get the running game to where you need it to be on a consistent basis for everybody, not just, of course, one guy.
I think we're going to have more success than we did last year in the running game because, you know, Peyton was kind of our one-trick pony last year, and we kind of relied on him. But having a couple other guys to ease the load and give a little change of pace is going to be really nice.
What changes from a blocking standpoint when, as you said, it's not just the one-trick pony behind you?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you have a couple different guys who have different skill sets. And, you know, Peyton, we know, is a guy who can catch the ball. He's pretty fast. He likes to run people over. He's sort of the wrecking ball. But when you get another guy who's in there who's got a little bit more speed, a little bit more quickness, more elusive, now you're calling a different set of plays. You're calling maybe more outside runs, more plays where you can get him in space and let him kind of use his wiggle to kind of beat guys instead of having to run him over for 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Pro Bowl offensive tackle Joe Thomas joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, of course, the pass protection element of this offense and Colt McCoy, you built up some familiarity with him, of course, last year in the time that he played, and that's only going to grow. But discuss the process of getting from the point where you were getting used to him last year, protecting for him, to the guy that you will now protect all the time.
Well, it's going to be really exciting because I know he's worked really hard in this offseason learning the new offense, and he's really finally had a time that more than a couple weeks where he's the starting quarterback, where he can prepare to be the starter. He can prepare with all the guys around him. He can learn the offense. He can be the man. And I think he's really going to excel in that role because that's the role he's used to. That's the role he excelled in college. And that's the type of person he is. So it's going to be really exciting to see him going out there and kind of controlling and the huddle and leading his offense.
And do you see some differences in him? I've been hearing this kind of around the building since the players have been arriving, that the observation of McCoy is that he just seems, I don't know, more. He won't get rid of that baby face. He still looks like he's 12, but the personality that he just seems to be bringing a little more of a sense of authority mm-hmm. with him.
Yeah, I know. I think he's walking in the building this year as the leader, as the starting quarterback. And whereas last year, you know, he was kind of walking in as a third round pick. He was the third quarterback. Everybody thought he was going to have a couple years before he'd get his chance to play. And so he was kind of just in a learning phase. It was like he was walking into a library, and he just wanted to learn. He wasn't going to try to, you know, steal the thunder from anybody else. But being thrust into that position, you know, was a little bit tough middle of the year, but he did great. And now he's walking in with that leadership role, and I'm excited to see what he does.
What are you looking forward to in terms of that first team meeting tonight? After this show, it'll be right around 7 o'clock or so that Pat Shurmur, first-year head coach, gets the entire team together for the first time and delivers that first-time speech. You've heard those speeches before, of course, but tell me what you're looking for and maybe what you want to hear, if that's the right way to put it.
Well, I'm just excited to see the way he sets the tone for training camp and for the season. I'm excited to hear about his philosophies and the things that are important to him, what he wants to see, what he expects out of practice, and just kind of getting a feel for the new staff that we're going to be working with, because I think there's a lot of excitement going around, and I think guys are just excited to get to work tomorrow and kind of start working towards getting some wins here.
Outstanding. Well, great stuff, Joe. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we look forward to many more conversations.
All right, thanks for having me.
Trivia answer and Ask Vic question and then answers are going to be coming up next as we continue with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's the final days of Liberty Ford's summer sales event. Hurry in to get special savings on Ohio's best selection of new Fords. Right now, lease the industry's safest, most fuel-efficient SUV, Ford Escape, for only $199 a month. That's right, only $199 a month. Visit our website and learn about Liberty's equity review event going on now. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In a world of
big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August, Bill and Mike at Universal Windows Direct have two incredible offers for homeowners. $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And they're taking $2,500 off on their exceptional vinyl siding. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months. And be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
When you've crafted something that compares favorably to your competitors, it's validation. It should be recognized and, to a certain extent, celebrated. Introducing the Lincoln Summer Exclusive Sales Event. A limited-time engagement with exceptional lease offers on our critically acclaimed Lincoln lineup, including Lincoln MKX. With its best-in-class fuel economy and standard horsepower, Lincoln MKX is proof that luxury, performance, and fuel economy aren't mutually exclusive. Of course, you'll find attractive leases on every Lincoln worthy of distinction, whether it's best-in-class or class-exclusive. But time is limited, so see your Lincoln dealer now during the Lincoln Summer Exclusive Sales Event. Lincoln. It's not just luxury. It's smarter than that. Class is non-diesel luxury midsize crossovers. EPA estimated 19 city, 26 highway MPG.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Did you know that you can get a wireless Alarm Force home security system even if you don't have a home phone line? So call us today and know that even without a landline, you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your home and family are protected by the most trusted name in home security, Alarm Force.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now it's time to deliver our trivia answer, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. What three Hall of Fame backs did Gene Hickerson block for with the Browns? The answer. He blocked for Bobby Mitchell. He blocked for Jim Brown and Leroy Kelly. Those are the three. And David Barnes from Warren, Ohio, got that one right. David, to claim your prize, $25 gift certificate from our sponsor here, from Quaker Steak and Lube. Just email us, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Email us, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And now some Ask Vic questions and answers from Facebook, DJ Phillips. How do you see Monterio Hardesty and, DJ says, newly added Brandon Jackson fitting into this office? Well, I want to tell you first thing, DJ, nothing has been officially announced by the Browns on Jackson. But this is what I know about him. He's a shorter, sort of thicker built kind of guy who's explosive. He's familiar with the same type of West Coast offense that Pat Shurmur will run here and contribute both as a receiver and a runner, which I think is important in that scheme. And I think the idea behind the Browns looking at any running back at this point is they don't want to have a repeat of what happened last year after Hardesty's knee injury, with the exception of the part where Peyton Hillis smashes his way onto the cover of Madden. But you got to have an insurance policy at the position. Roger from Facebook asks, does the lack of signings signify a feeling that you can win with what you have, or you don't see a lot of value in this class that is affordable? I don't think this is just something that, and again, we'll get the signings or information on this. We hope probably by tomorrow, everything, you know, draft picks, the whole work, when it can be officially announced, we'll see what they are. But I think what you're seeing league-wide, Roger, for the most part, is a soft free agent market. Now, Nnamdi Asamoah just signs today with the Eagles, reportedly by NFL Network and by ESPN. But by and large, up to this point, I don't think teams on a whole are very excited about the players who are out there, you know, after a guy like Nnamdi. And I think the money that he got, while it sounds like a lot of money in our real-world terms, in football terms, it might have been lower than what he expected, or I don't think it would have taken, quote, this long into it. And I know it's only been a matter of a couple of days that the process was going on, but usually teams that sign the real big money guys do that very quickly. I don't think it's also a coincidence that in addition to the Asamoah move, that the most notable moves so far have been trades, and particularly the two that landed Albert Haynesworth and Chad Ochocinco to New England, rather than these big free agent signings. But we'll see, as the night is young, I guess, in that department. All right, remember, training camp opening, close practice tomorrow. That'll be not open to the public, but then Sunday, July 31st, on the field, 8:45 a.m., your 2011 Brownies will be there. You want to check them out over here in Berea, and I know I'll be doing it. Lots to see and exciting stuff. It gets started. As I said, smell the grass. All right, I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to getting back with you next Monday, where we pick it up again after this first week. It's been a lot of fun on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. See you next week.
Your exclusive home for Cleveland Gladiators football is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.